Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I don't even know they could get pregnant. Hello, this is the Luke Pete Show. I'm Pete Donaldson. I'm joined by Luke Miller, and we are back for a Monday recording in the early afternoon.
Yeah, we had a few things to take care of this morning, haven't we? So get that out of the way.
Yep.
Get them done.
Took them around the back of the shed, shot them in the head.
Well, I was actually going to blame someone for it then, but now you've said that, I can't.
Okay, right.
I was going to name and shame who caused us to record late.
Why? Who?
Andy Brassel.
Andy Brassel.
Jules Breach.
Jules Breach.
But to confirm...
Breaching our professionalism.
We... Peter has not shot anyone,
no.
Let alone a colleague and friend.
No, but where are they, is the question.
They've gone.
Do you know where your Jules Breach is right now? Do you know where your Andy Brassel is right now? Check your cupboards.
Have you done a Chris Partlow and Snoop with them? Have you seen The Wire?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's whoa, steady.
What?
You always had a go at me about spoilers.
No, it's not
That's
a spoiler.
That's a big one.
It's not a spoiler, is it?
It's a big one.
Is it?
It's a big boy. Shoots Snoop in the head.
2007.
I didn't realise Snoop was a lady for a long time in that TV show.
And she is a bit of a wrong'un as well.
She's
in and out of jail.
She lives the life, doesn't she?
Second degree murder.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is she in the clink?
No, not anymore. That was way back in the day.
Way back in the day.
I think she was a friend of Michael K. Williams, who plays Omar.
Right.
And he invited her to the set. I said, come and have a look.
Hey, Snoop. She kind of talks like this, don't she?
Yeah.
She's great.
Why would she say, hey, Snoop, when she's actually her cool
Snoop? Looking into a mirror, isn't she?
Oh, okay, fine.
Checking her hair.
Sorry, obvious answer. Sorry about that. And then she ended up getting cast. And Stephen King, was it Stephen King who said she was the most terrifying...
Ooh, there's a spooky ghost. That's what he says, isn't it?
I think he said she's
ooh, look out, spooky, there's a car what could talk. I've never seen Christine.
Have you finished?
No.
He said she was the most terrifying female antagonist in TV history or something.
Yeah.
Because she's so sort of, it's what they talk about, isn't it? The banality of evil.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about 75th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz coming up. And one of the, I think it's a quote from that kind of situation where someone remarked on the banality of evil, how it just becomes routine.
Yeah.
The human mind's ability to adjust to just the most extraordinary circumstances, it just becomes banal. I always found that quite a chilling idea.
Mm.
You know.
I mean, you're giving me a ball I cannot possibly do anything with because we're talking about the Holocaust.
Ironically,
I can't.
As you are in terms of how you display yourself. No, I'm just saying. We talked about it before. We talked about Andrew Nikorsky's The Nazi Hunters.
Mm.
I mean, it's a great book. Very, 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 very well worth reading.
Currently on Quest, there's a show about Did Hitler escape to South America?
No.
I'm going to say no.
He didn't.
I'm going to say no.
Famously didn't.
Famously didn't. Well, not famously didn't.
One of the most infamous dead people you could probably imagine.
Did they film it, though? Not like Osama. Do you reckon the Osama bin Laden kill tape will ever be... disseminated, presumably in like 50 years time it will have to be shown somewhere.
Answer this honestly. How many times have you googled that?
Kill tip. No, well, I know it's not going to be released. If anyone's going to release it, probably be, well, Trump would never do it because Obama did it, didn't he? So
where would it pop up?
What do you mean? It wouldn't go anywhere.
4chan? Dark web?
Would the dark web or 4chan exist in 50 years time? We won't exist.
You and I won't. We're probably doing this fucking show.
Yeah.
Aren't we?
Riddled with coronavirus. Riddled.
Yeah. What have you been up to, Peter? I should say this is Monday, the 27th of January.
Mm.
A new episode of the Luke and Pete Show.
And the news is literally just Kobe Bryant and coronavirus, really. Incredible.
Incredible, the Kobe Bryant thing. Very, very sad.
Very.
And of course, we should say there were other victims involved in the helicopter as well, who deserve our sympathy as much as Kobe does.
Mm-hmm.
And Kobe's daughter, of course. Very sad. It's very interesting. When
on the day of like the Grammys, a big Los Angeles kind of party, you know, it has a lot to do with like black culture and stuff like that when it comes to recording artists and everything happening on one day. It was really interesting. Awful and horrific and interesting.
I find the kind of public reaction in 2020 of a astonishingly famous person dying in unexpected circumstances like this, people just go mad. Like it's,
they all run to Twitter like they're the president.
Yeah.
I've said it before. They sort of go, I've got to make a statement.
It might have been you who probably put this in my mind, but these days, whenever it happens, I kind of think to myself, you do realise it's an option not to say something. You don't have to say something whenever something bad happens, you know.
Yeah.
No one's really sitting there waiting for your hot take.
On he was good at basketball.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Cheers, Steve.
Yeah, thanks, Steve.
Sweet as a nut.
Steve from Milton Keynes. And I've got nothing against the town of Milton Keynes.
Mm.
The new town of Milton Keynes and their concrete cows. I've got nothing against it.
Yeah. A lot of, around about that sort of area, a lot of weird roundabouts.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, like, in those little kind of, like, new towns, there's a lot of, like, weird roundabouts that are so unnecessary. Hemel Hempstead. Can we talk about Hemel Hempstead? Have you ever been to Hemel Hempstead?
That goalkeeper from Hemel Hempstead. Remember?
Yes. We were talking about the roundabout. That's what reminded me. They've got bad roundabouts.
You and I would be stunned if we hadn't mentioned this in the past, you and I.
Hello.
Either on or off air.
Yes.
Have we mentioned Swindon's Magic Roundabout?
Yeah, that's a similar thing, isn't it?
A roundabout with five roundabouts around it.
There's one in Hemel Hempstead.
Is there?
It's mental. It's mad.
Yeah.
Just insanity.
Yeah.
Why do they need to compound? It's like a fractal kind of recursive roundabout. Why are they getting involved? And why do they just stop at one iteration? Have another roundabout on the other roundabout.
I think the whole thing should be roundabout.
The whole thing on a roundabout.
And each house is on a roundabout. In the beautiful town of Manchester, Vermont, where I got married, there's a roundabout in the middle of the town centre, which is quite rare for a small American town. But they call it a rotary.
Oh, nice.
So just the other side of the rotary.
Rotisserie.
Yeah.
Reminds me of a rotisserie chicken.
Yeah, it's different.
I just bought a meat thermometer.
Yeah, why? So let me just bring people up to speed because that is a non sequitur.
Really? We've gone for Kobe Bryant's untimely demise to meat thermometers via roundabouts.
But I think
off at the second roundabout.
My only job on this show is to bring people up to speed and fill in the gaps that you leave. And I'll be honest, you're up the other side of the desk to me, so I can't see your workstation from where I am. But I walked around there to talk to you about something, and you were at your desk with a meat thermometer. Yeah, there's no meat in the office that I know of.
No.
So what's the situation?
Maybe I'm making my own meat. I've just bought some developing fluid for a string of photographs, but it needs to be a very specific temperature.
What?
Otherwise you'll overexpose them to the chemicals.
What is happening here?
What do you mean? I've never processed a photo before, so I'm going to...
Where are you going to process it?
In my bedroom.
Close
the curtains. Whatever the darkest part of my room is. I mean, it's not going to be very good, but I think that's quite an interesting thing to do. I'm full of interesting ideas, and I always half-ass them.
Have you heard that story about Stranger Things season 3?
No.
Where Jonathan is the photographer.
Right.
And he's never opened his photos in the dark room because it's the 80s.
Yes.
And someone shared a thread of a load of confused young people saying, what was the significance of him repeatedly emerging from a red room? it's just a bit of fun.
Love it.
Yeah.
It is
cool to think of because I've got a nice enough camera. I'm terrible at using it, but I quite enjoy using it. And what you can do, say you set yourself up for you set up a composition or a particular thing you want to take a photo of, Bosch a photo.
Bosch.
Change the...
And you shout Bosch.
Change the exposure, change the aperture, change the light, all that kind of stuff. Over and over again until you find the thing you want. Can't do that with film, mate.
No.
You've got to get it right.
Well, you can do it, which is very wasteful.
Exactly. And you won't know till later.
Have you ever caught yourself these days... I was looking at a photo album and I caught myself about to do the double fingers to zoom in.
Oh, really?
Happens
on an
happens,
actual photo?
Yeah, happens a
That's
lot
That's great.
Me. Happens a lot for me.
I found it fascinating that my niece, who's now 4, from the age of about 2, could use a touchscreen phone. Mm. She knew the triangle was play. She knew how to flick across. She knew how to zoom in and zoom out. I didn't have to tell her any of it.
Yeah, incredible.
She would watch you do it and instantly get it.
Amazing.
Speaking of video and visual entertainment, a lot of heat.
The cameras are buggered in the studio.
Oh, you fix them, didn't you?
Fix them.
A lot of heat generated on your downing a litre of water. Even Nalgene themselves got involved. Did you see that?
Did what? At Nalgene?
So basically,
are you in the pocket of Big Nalgene now?
I wish I was. Right, I tried, yeah. But they turned me down.
Right.
So when you're down that litre of water, obviously you use a Nalgene water bottle.
Obviously.
I shared the video on our social media at Luke and Pete Show.
Yeah.
And people were loving it. Mate, it got about 65 likes.
Good Lord.
Yeah. It's gone viral.
A king's ransom.
And someone replied saying, at Nalgene, you've got to be happy with this. And Nalgene piped right up.
Went going, hydration is important.
They did.
What? When was this? When was this a big thing?
What do you mean?
Got to have 2 litres of water on you at any point in the day.
You famously think people drink too much water, don't you?
I think they do. I think this is you can't. What are you doing? I'm just watching a man Google Nalgene.
No, I'm finding the.
What do you want me to talk about?
I'm finding the thing that said that Nalgene got involved. And said, "Oh yeah, great to see some people staying so hydrated." And I said, "We love Nalgene. We only ever use Nalgene branded water bottles in the studio.
You do.
Please send us Nalgene." And they replied saying, "Go to the website."
I'm not going to the website.
I checked out at that point.
Go to the website.
But you.
Is that what you actually did? You said, "We only use Nalgene products, so give us some more products."
Yeah.
Right.
What's wrong with that?
From your own account.
I think probably, yeah.
Pathetic.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
It's just not very... It's just...
How would you do it?
Cack-handed. I would go, oh, yeah, I'm enjoying the Nalgene experience, but some of my colleagues are wavering.
I should have come to you first.
Yeah, they don't want to put their hands in their own pockets.
I want to be in the pocket of Big Nalgene.
Yeah, to be fair, a Broad Japan podcast, I get a message about Coolish, the ice cream for winners. Every couple of days, and I always forward the offending tweet towards the Coolish company, Lotte, which I think is a Korean company, and they never reply. They never notice.
They don't need to, mate.
Notice me, senpai. Notice me. Don't need to.
What I didn't include to the people at Nalgene is how you complained that the mouth of the bottle was too big and you couldn't drink quick enough.
When they released the new model of Nalgene flute. So it's fluted for me.
That'd be good. There was
fluted for your pleasure.
Off the back of your 26 or 36 second litre of water, I'm not going to include this in the official email section because it's frippery.
Frippery.
From Charlie Allen, who got in touch. He said, the missus and future mother-in-law are currently out at Hobbycraft looking for bits and bobs for our wedding later this year. Mm. So I thought I'd catch up on your pod. Your chat about Peter, although he does call you 1 litre Peter, which I quite like.
1 litre Peter.
Having his own attempt led me into the kitchen. He says... Charlie Allen claims 2 pint glasses of water in 17.37 seconds.
Okay.
Now, to which I say...
2 pints of what? Look, I could do that if it was in a pint. If it was 2 pints, I could do it, but I just need a pint glass, see?
Do you know what I would say I'll bring one in. Charlie Allen, either attach a video or get the fuck out of our inbox.
Yep, exactly. He's the Billy...
could say that.
Who's the Billy fella who had the Pac-Man score, was it? Or Donkey Kong?
Oh, yeah, Billy Eilish. Billy Mitchell, wasn't it?
Billy Mitchell, yeah.
The guy on King of Kong, A Fistful of Quarters.
Yeah.
Yeah, dickhead. He's a knob, that guy. I love the other guy, Steve Weeb.
Yeah, Steve Weebleman.
What do young people on the internet say now? He's my spirit animal.
Oh, right, okay.
Do people say that still?
They might have said that 10 years ago. Yeah.
Nice.
That's
what you get with me. Yeah. Did you see that a man was wrongfully arrested and had to spend, I think he spent 3 nights in prison and then 1 night in a police cell on remand. This is up in Scotland. And this case of mistaken identity.
Right.
And he's just been awarded £100,000 in compensation.
Hello.
You know what I'm going to ask you, don't you, Pete?
What did he do? What was he accused of?
What would you take it?
How many days?
3 nights in prison.
Yeah. God, yeah.
100 large.
God, yeah. That's amazing. What was he accused of? He must have been something bad.
He had no criminal convictions, arrested at his home by detectives. He had a warrant for a different person.
Right.
And it was... They looked. It's quite weird because the officers held a photo of a suspect next to the Mr. Webb's face and decided that they were the same person. Took him to jail. He ended up doing 3 days. They haven't mentioned what the actual accusation or the charge was.
Owning several Funko Pops.
Yeah, probably wasn't that.
No.
And but yeah, 100 large for 3 days. It's not bad.
It's not too bad, is it?
Yeah. He's claimed it psychologically really affected him badly and stuff.
Well, you talk about a man getting arrested under false oath. The Arizona police have caught the penis man.
Penis man is
a man who just basically his graffiti tag is penis. And he just writes penis all over the place in Phoenix, Arizona. While penis man quickly developed into a cult following, the cops weren't laughing. On Saturday, the police revealed they had nabbed Dustin Shomer on 16 counts of aggravated criminal damage, 8 counts of criminal damage, and 1 count of criminal trespassing in the first degree. He's a man who just sprays the word penis all over the walls, and he was raided by a SWAT team.
Also has the hair of James Horncastle.
Does he really? So, I've not seen it. Okay, let's have a look. That's Horncastle-esque.
If Horncastle got into crack, he'd look like Dustin Shomer. Dustin Shomer. Great
name. Not for me,
have
I like it.
Have you ever tagged anything, Pete? Have you figured anything?
No, I wrote old school on a railway overpass in Bicester, and that was something that my friend Helen used to do. And she informed me that you should never steal another graffito artist's tag.
Okay.
But I would argue that old school is public domain.
Fair use.
Fair use.
So you use a spray can for that?
No, just a pen. Just a little pen. Little
How
biro.
Big is the... All right, we're talking about like a Sharpie. You
old school. No, it's just a biro. Old school.
How big
cool.
did you write it?
About the size of a hand.
That's not tagging, is it?
That's pretty...
There has to be a size cut-off, surely,
what
for
do you
tagging.
Mean?
Well, it's got to be considered
You're looking at it
tagging.
With old eyes. You can't see. You need to go to the optician. You've
I'm
got
going
to Wednesday.
Wednesday,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm going Wednesday.
You might join the League of the Spectacle.
I'll let you go, go next week. I've already said to Mimi, will you please help me choose glasses?
If you get specs, I might get my eyes lasered. There's too many specs on the ramble.
Well, then can I have yours? Can I have yours?
You can have mine, yeah.
Yeah, though my head will be too big. I'm actually quite nervous about an eye test.
How many... do you not have an eye test every year?
No, I never had one.
You've never had an eye test?
No.
Madness.
I've never had an eye test.
What if they could... You might have cataracts or glaucoma or some kind of other coral growing in your eyes.
Who said that? No, I've never done that. So you've never done any graffiti. You've just used Enviro. You wrote old school on a railway overpass in Bicester. Were you trying to impress a lady?
Bad boy for life. No, I was just trying to impress some friends with my biro penmanship. Right, old school. With a K, baby.
I think if people want to out themselves, I mean, they can remain anonymous, I suppose. They wouldn't be outing themselves. But if you are a graffiti artist, get in touch. Where did you use the word graffito there?
Somebody wrote, don't people call it graffito sometimes?
Well, graffito would be the singular of the Italian, yeah. Right? I think, yeah.
Somebody once wrote Pete Donaldson on a wall in spray paint. Well, it wasn't spray paint. It was actually snow spray, I found out later.
So it went quickly.
So it went quickly. But the spray paint is quite near my house. And I was like, what's going on here?
Mm.
And I'm a man who's... I've got a bit of a guilty conscience. I worry about things. Mm. And I was like, they're going to think it's me. I'm going to be in so much trouble because I wrote my own name.
Or even worse,
full
it might
name Peter Donaldson.
It might be some Albanian
rival
gang
Peter Donaldson.
Telling to someone else, this is where you live. Like, you know, when you hear those like urban myths, I don't know if they're true or not, that people spray paint little red dots on houses so they can steal their dogs. Might be that with you.
Right,
Pete Donaldson is here. Go and steal him.
Do you remember,
don't worry about it. He's left his keys in the door.
Do you remember about 10 years? Yeah, I did that over the weekend.
Yeah.
Remember about 10 years ago, there used to be outside... there used to be tags that people did on the floor. It was like kind of internet savvy people.
Like marketing saying, people did it.
Well, no. They would just get spray paint and they would do little marks on the floor and they would say where like a Wi-Fi hotspot was. Because obviously back in the day, there were nary any Wi-Fi hotspots.
That's interesting.
Or free internet. And they were frequently unpasworded. So, internet-minded people in like San Francisco and stuff would go around and they'd paint the flagstones basically saying, here, if you stand here, you get free Wi-Fi. Which is fascinating.
Doesn't happen anymore, though.
Doesn't happen no more.
Know why? WPA.
What do you mean?
Encryption.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
Isn't it?
Cool.
Everyone uses passwords now, mate.
They do use passwords. They do.
What we should do, Pete, is we should have a little ad break. Mm. On the other side of that, we should catch up and mark people's homework because they've sent it in their droves about free DVDs when they bought a DVD player. Don't miss it.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love.
Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
But, and nobody said life was easy, so if you get knocked down, take the standing eight count, get back up and fight again.
Good advice from Macho Man there.
Oh yeah, in the week of Raw Rumble, who better to hear of?
Edge came back. Edge came back and he retired due to an injury some 9 years ago or something, and he came back. Mug it off some insurer somewhere.
Yeah, I bet he
like
was,
a lot
yeah.
of wrestlers do.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Contravening is fucking deductible. who better to hear from than the famously dead Randy Savage?
Exactly, yeah.
Do you know what his real name was, and do you know how he died?
His name was his second name Poffo? Something Poffo?
Yeah, Randall Mario Poffo was his name.
Yeah, because his brother was the poet who was someone Poffo.
Angelo Poffo. Oh no, that's his dad, isn't it? He trained him, I think. Famously died a heart attack at the wheel of his car.
Cool.
And that was it.
What a way to go.
How would you like to go?
That's not a bad one. Straight out. Don't have to worry about it. Don't have to worry about what's happening. Just sort of go, oh, I've got to get through this. Oh, I'm dead. Shit.
Yeah. Be nice. But there would be a terrifying second or two, wouldn't there?
There would be a terror. Nah, yeah. Yeah, it would be horrific. I think about that quite a lot.
Yeah.
I think about planes going down. I think about,
Planes going down would be longer than a couple of seconds. Yeah. You know there's no chance.
Yeah.
Now. Why don't they put parachutes on the seats?
I don't know. I don't know.
If you got to...
You'd have to get out though, wouldn't you?
Here's what I'd do. I'd get the plane so you had the altimeter, whatever it's called, and Pilot Neil and Pilot Gavin and all the rest of them, listen up to this, because you can learn a few things here from a man who's been on a few holidays. Altimeter in the cabin.
Mm.
Right? Because you have that anyway, because it's on the screens.
Yeah.
So I understand the screens might cut out, so put it up on the wall, like a barometer.
Yeah.
And then when it got to 1,000 feet,
yeah,
get your parachute on,
right.
Crucially, go to the back exit.
Yeah.
When it gets to about 1,000, let's call it 5,000.
Yeah.
Jump out.
Yeah.
You're fine. You'll be fine.
That's one person.
Yeah, I don't care about anyone else.
So just take a parachute with you, and if you think you can get out of it,
on as your hand luggage? Can you do that?
I presume so. Yeah, and if you think you can get a door open on a pressurized plane with your own hands, fucking knock yourself out, mate.
But the cabin would be depressurised at that point, wouldn't it?
Well, it depends on what's happened, doesn't it?
I want to know if it's possible. Hello at LukeandPeter.com.
Well, you'd have to get outside the plane. That's the problem, isn't it?
I'm not going in front of the jet engines because that's curtains.
Right, that's curtains.
So I'm going back. I'm going back exit.
Well, yeah. But wouldn't you go over the top of the the wings anyway? But it doesn't matter. Yeah. You've got to get out.
Depends on the plane. DB Cooper did it.
DB Cooper did it, yeah. Well, apparently he didn't. He died splatting.
Almost certainly dead. But he never found his body.
No.
And that's better than dying in a plane crash surrounded by all the other schlubs. They can't identify your body. At least he'd better find your body and go, there he is.
Give him a proper burial. He had a good go.
But there was a golfer, wasn't there? Was it Payne Stewart who sadly passed away in a plane crash? But they lost the pressure in the cabin, and so they all passed out.
Hello to everyone listening on a plane.
Yeah, they all passed out, and it just flew.
Yeah.
Empty.
That was fuel. That was that Greek? It was a big.
US,
where the jet fighter scrambled and looked up, and someone was trying to get an attendant who had.
Oh, and
a
they looked in the window, and they're all passed out.
Had a bit of pilot training, and they're watching this plane, and everyone's passed out, and then somebody appears in the cockpit, and they're trying. I mean, that is chilling. Just a man trying to land a plane. He has got no training on this particular airplane, and obviously. The fuel runs out and everyone dies. Yeah. So yeah, it's all a lot of fun.
My friend Lee, who's a pilot, said that if you in like a jumbo jet or whatever, if you're in comms with someone on the ground, you've never flown a plane before, the chance of you being able to land it are just fucking no chance.
Well, I've watched a few YouTube videos, so yeah, I would be fine.
You get my vote. All right, homework. We asked people to please tell us the DVDs they got free with a DVD player. Do you want to give people a bit of context, Pete? Because I didn't even know this was a thing, and it's really tapped into the zeitgeist of the Luke and Pete Show listenership. So every time you went and bought a DVD from like a Curry's, it would come with a DVD, would it?
Yeah. Well, invariably, you buy DVD. Same with VHS, but mainly DVD because they were easily kind of like disseminated in little kind of pouches. Packets.
Yeah.
Little pouches, very easy to copy. And yeah, it'd be buy-ins with the big manufacturers like Sony and stuff like that. So yeah, it's all good.
Would that count towards sales for the particular movie in question?
I guess it probably would do, yeah. Hmm. It's like getting a free newspaper. You'd still get that kind of... You still get those figures, I suppose. So yeah, loads of people got in touch. Have you got an email there? I'm trying to find.
Yeah, I've got one here. I've got one here from Aaron who says, "Hi guys, figured I'd toss my hat into the ring for this week's homework assignment. The free DVD that came with my family's first DVD player was Twister, the classic disaster movie Schoolboy, none other than Van Halen. I didn't know Van Halen scored that.
Oh right, okay. Jump and then twist. That's what makes us humans being."
I think they did maybe a song or two on the soundtrack, but I don't think they scored it.
Right, okay.
I think that's probably a bit of a conflation of other things. Because imagine that. I mean, Jesus, it'd be crazy.
It'd be a bit too intense, wouldn't it?
He said,
do us a slow song, will you?
Yeah. Someone's died. You can't do a big solo. Our first viewing experience did not go exactly to plan, though, says Aaron. My family was so concerned with the strange black bars at the top and the bottom of the screen.
They thought it was faulty.
That we took back both the player and the DVD to the store.
Oh.
Much to our dismay and embarrassment, the sales associate explained that the DVD was a widescreen edition and that these mysterious black bars were supposed to be there. Ah, the joys of new technology and sheer ignorance.
They would have been squished as well. That's what I like about that.
It's a good movie.
Like it would, like the whole thing would have been squished. Like, well, that Twister doesn't look very bothersome.
I was quite shocked, like unexpectedly shocked when Bill Paxton died.
Yeah,
he's only 61.
You kind of forget.
It's a great movie in Aliens.
Bill Paxton dying is one of those things where you go, oh shit, did he? Did he? I missed that.
It was one of those ones that's easy to miss, right? Yeah. But when he was in Aliens as Hudson, he was brilliant in that. And then he went through a phase of about, so he did like Predator 2. Mm. But then in the mid-90s, he became massive.
Mm.
He got the gig in Apollo 13. Great movie. Obviously Tom Hanks' vehicle.
Mm.
Then he did Twister, which was absolutely massive. I loved Twister. And then he was in Titanic. You forget he's in Titanic. Mm.
I don't think I've ever seen Titanic.
Good on it. What?
Hang on a minute. Whoa, steady.
I've seen it because my best friend's twin sister used to watch it every day.
Is the sea.
Yeah. good shout for Twister.
Yeah, good shout. Dan Wilkins, long time listener, first time. Email us, see? They're getting involved in the topics.
Yeah.
We got our first DVD player in the year 2000. Great year. Great year for film. Which was a Sony. It came with a big mixed bag here. Analyze this. was that...
De Niro, I think.
De Niro and Williams? No, it was somebody. Either way, no, it was Billy Crystal.
Yes, I think that's right. There was definitely a sequel called Analyze That.
That,
as well, wasn't there?
Yes. Deep Blue Sea.
Classic.
Bit of schlock.
Classic.
Lethal Weapon 4, stinker. absolute stinker. City of Angels, excellent film.
How many frees is he getting? He's
getting loads.
Is City of Angels the sequel to The Crow?
No, don't think so. I might maybe wide of the mark on that one.
I think you're thinking of City of God.
Amadeus. Why would I be thinking of City of God? It's completely different.
Amadeus, my wife's one of my most favourite films.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Great stuff. How many free are they giving away there?
It's a lot, isn't it? But great value. So well done, Dan Wilkins and Kidderminster, Worcestershire. Hope you have good luck in your further purchasing of consumer electronica.
Andrew's been in touch and says... What have we got here? For the homework assignment this week, I could only remember one DVD, Godzilla 98. 1998, Godzilla. And a great soundtrack, but it was a poor film.
Yeah, poor.
And you also set a bit of homework, Pete, which was tell us something weird you found in your garden. And Andrew contributes to that thread as well. It says, as for something found in the garden, there are two things that spring to mind. A sad one first. We used to have a coat box at the back of our garden, and one day after the winter, we went to go and open it to chuck some twigs in, only to be greeted by a dead fox, which must have crawled in there to keep warm. My mate Rob's listening to this. He'll bury it for you. It's his birthday today, by the way. Happy birthday, Rob.
I wonder what macabre presents he's getting.
He said it was just a skeleton by the time Andrew found it. The second one was rather strange, as we dug up the ground to make a pond, and we ended up digging up a pair of pants.
Wow.
Not sure how long they've been there, but the colour scheme of beige, orange and black makes me think 70s, early 80s.
Imagine that's a true crime podcast waiting for you. Just a man who tries to trace back a pair of pants he found in his garden.
As the UB40 famously sang, there's some pants in my garden, what am I going to do?
Fiona, on a similar tack, a long-time listener. Thanks to my husband Dan, playing it constantly for years in the background, and now I'm fully on board. First-time emailer, thank you, Fiona, and also Dan. So when I was at Leicester Uni, back in the early noughties, a group of us girls lived in a big shed house in the first year. An old Victorian house with a big garden, but we never really used it. I know the kind of house well, going to Leicester Uni, or rather De Moffat Uni.
You did go to Leicester, let's be fair.
All right. We heard rumours of, well, maybe I was the person in question. We heard rumours of someone living in our garden. So one night, after several drinks at one of those kind of rampage-type pub crawls, we decided to investigate right down the bottom of the garden, but not hidden in the bushes. We found a deck chair facing the house, surrounded by empty food and drink containers.
Lovely night out.
Suitably freaked out.
To be fair, Pete, you and I have both had worse night outs on that.
Oddly, though, we never did find out what it was all about. Looking back now seems a little bit ludicrous. We never ventured down there again and ignored the fact that there was clearly a weirdo sitting in our garden watching a house full of 18-year-old girls. It was before social media, though, now, so I imagine now it would have been all over our Facebook instantly. More innocent times. So that's the weirdest thing I've found in a garden. A pervert, or rather, the traces of a pervert. Fee from Lincoln.
Can I just say, Fee, not that innocent.
What do you mean?
She says more innocent times. Not really that innocent, is it?
Yeah.
It just isn't on the
internet. You were more innocent. Yeah. You were more innocent.
There was a guy who lived below us at university. He was a real weirdo.
Right.
Like, he used to... I don't mean that in a disrespectful way, because if he was mentally ill, then fair enough. But he was just a really bad neighbour. He's a horrible, cantankerous old man. Yeah. And he used to complain about everything. And we probably were shits because we were university students.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he was ridiculous. And no word of a lie, but 5 or 6 years after I graduated and moved out of the town, I was watching some terrible... You know, I love watching terrible TV. I was watching... something about a fly on the wall documentary series about a local council.
Right.
And he popped up on it.
Oh,
turned up
shit.
Complaining about the bins and stuff.
Yes.
So he obviously had form.
I like you, Luke, but I don't think I'd ever want to live next to you as a 18-year-old student.
What, if you were an 18-year-old student, or I was?
If you were.
Oh, it was horrible. I'm
so loud.
You know how obnoxious I am now. So imagine what I was like then.
Nice.
Yeah, dial it up to 11, mate. And I used to drink more then as well.
Oh,
let's get out of it, Pete. We'll be back on Thursday, won't we?
We'll be back, so don't fear the Reaper. We'll be back soon.
We'll read some more of your emails. We'll set you some more homework. And we thank you very much for getting in touch. And you can continue to do so by hello@lukeandpeteshow.com. And what's more, @lukeandpeteshow on Twitter. Spread the word. Tell your friends. Get involved with us on social media. And email us. And we'll see you on Thursday, won't we, Pete?
Bye-bye now.
This was a Stakhanov production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over 3 glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.